I'm going to call the last session of the business session of the 2015 California Council of the Blind Conference and Convention to order. All right. I don't think Abhi's in the room, is he?
Yes.
You are. Abhi, can we prevail upon you to extend your devotional service to give us an invocation? I know. I'm doing it to you again.
He never lets me get a chance to get prepared. He says, Abhi, we need you to do the invocation. I said, how much time do I? I said, can I let me get a book and read it? He says, you don't have time. You're on now. So.
He told us the other day that he babysat Moses in his younger years, so he really he knows whereof he speaks. Listen sharply.
Not only did I babysit him, I also babysat that guy over there.
Okay.
Lord, bless us in all our devotions to all the projects that we have going for us. May he keep us in good spirits and good health. And may the Lord bless us in both our comings and our goings. And may we all enjoy a good and long life. Amen.
Amen. Excellent. Thank you. Okay, want to make some announcements, maybe others of you that have some. First I want to recognize everybody. Some people have already left, of course. Kim and Brian have left. Mary Lou and Pinky, gosh, what would we do without them? It's so good to have them back in the saddle. They have left. We have our super AV guys, Brooke and Ronnie. Let's hear it for them. And they don't just do AV. They did ballots. They ran around. They helped out. Those guys are just. We've had other AV guys and who have been excellent. But these guys are just amazing. So our wonderful streaming team of Louis and Stephanie. Oh, and yes, Vince. Who I didn't forget. Well, I didn't even know Vince was doing it the last time. So they have done an awesome job as well. Let's hear it for them. and I have a suspicion that the ACB radio listings in terms of the counts are going to be, who knows, better than ever if what we heard about on Thursday is any indication. So that's good. I want to hear it for Ed, of course, who runs around here. And I also want to give a special thanks to the convention committee for what I think produced an excellent convention under Gene's leadership, with Donna Pomerantz, Margie Donovan, Dan Smith, Peter Pardini. Did I get everybody, Gene? No. Well, I'm just sort of a figurehead. But yeah, it was the speakers I really liked. They came up with really good ideas. I mean, let's hear it for them.
Yes.
Unless there are some other announcements, before we do a door prize, and we got some extra door prizes in last night. If I'd known, we would have drawn some at the banquet. We got a message after the banquet from Kathy Skivers. I got a phone message, and she listened, and she's been thrilled with the convention and thrilled with all of you, and she says thank you for the opportunity to be recognized and to have such a great convention. So, all right, so that's it, and who knows, she may be up listening right now, so let's hear it for her in case she is. Kathy's kind of like an eye spy, you know. She's always there. You have to always figure out she's going to be have you on your toes. Okay, Frank has an announcement, and then Ed will draw a door prize, or two.
This is for those of you who are working to come to terms with the new Unified English Braille Code. There was a seminar yesterday, but the Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired in San Francisco has produced a UEB summary pamphlet. They're going to be selling them in our adaptation store. One version just has Braille in it. One version has both large print and Braille. But here's the cool thing. Well, that's cool anyway. They're going to be $5 a piece. But I've got a supply here of the Braille version that don't, and these pamphlets do not want to follow me home. So if you're somebody who's going to be reading UEB and you want to get this nifty pamphlet, then grab me and I'll give you a pamphlet.
All right. Thank you very much. It's a great deal. Okay, we're going to do a door prize. We're going to do cash plus a dog toy. The cash, you can tell who they're from, Ed. And okay, San Gabriel Valley's cash, $25. And a toy from Guide Dogs of the Desert. And we'll let Gene draw it. Charles Navarrete, and he is eating, so he does not win. Pick me, pick me. Who? Tanya Williams. No Tanya. Yes, I met Tanya for the first time this weekend. Julie Tashima? Tashima? Sorry about the butchering the name, but she will never know, maybe. Jean Gear? Dane. I know Dane Ord. He's a baseball player, well, used to be. Bakersfield. Oh, yeah, I do. I know. Yes, I do. Oh, Jacqueline Patching? Well, Jacqueline, it's good to get to know you. And you win in money on top of it. So there you go. Okay.